Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is A Time for Love, based on Jesus' words from John 15, which read, Jesus said, As a father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now abide in my love. I encourage you to open up your bulletin, find the blue insert for the sermon outline as we consider our theme, A Time for Love. A man and a woman had been writing each other letters for years. And although they had never met, through these letters, they fell deeply in love. And they decided that they finally had to meet each other face to face. They agreed that he would fly into the airport. And since they'd never seen each other, they devised a plan by which they could recognize one another. She was to wear a green scarf and a green hat. When the man got off his plane, he started looking for her. And suddenly he saw a woman with a hat and a scarf that matched the color, and his heart just sunk. Because this woman was the most unattractive, homely woman he had ever seen in his life. And he wasn't sure what he should do. He was tempted to walk by her without even speaking. But then he walked over to her. He introduced himself to her. He gave her the bouquet of flowers that he brought, and the woman quickly replied, What is this about, anyhow? I don't know who you are. That lady over there, she gave me $10 to wear this hat and this scarf. What's going on? When the man looked over at the woman that was mentioned, he realized she was one of the most beautiful women he had ever seen. And then she said to him, All my life, men have wanted to be with me because of my outward appearance. But I want someone to love me for who I really am. I want someone to love me for what I am inside. How important for each and every one of us today is true and lasting love. Our world around us today is vainly searching for true and lasting love, and many times in all the wrong places. Each of our Bible lessons this morning that were read spoke about God's love. In the first reading from Acts 10, we learn how God's love compelled the early Christians to go to the entire world to share the love of Jesus. In the second reading from 1 John, in just 8 short verses, the word love was spoken 5 times. In our gospel reading for today, Jesus himself says, Love as I have loved you. Today, though, a false understanding of love leads many people to disappointment. This is true in all walks of life, from the teenager's first crush and her broken heart, to singles looking for love in all the wrong places, to married people trying to keep the love alive, to those who are alone, either by death or divorce, looking desperately to find out if anyone could love them again. Many people today have a false concept about love. People confuse love with infatuation, confuse love with physical attraction, confuse love with emotional feelings, confuse love with sex. And the truth is, the reality of life often hits us square between the eyes and leads us to disappointments. Things are not always the way we dreamt they would be with someone else. Sin is real, and the result of sin in relationships is the reality that people will hurt us and we will hurt others. Physical attraction fades away. Emotional excitement fades. And there are numerous tragic conclusions that come building on a false idea of love. But here is the truth of Holy Scripture. Real love avoids disappointment And real love leads to life as God intended us to have it. 1 John 4:8 says this very simply, God is love. What does that mean? Simply this, we must look to God to find out what real love is all about. Look not into your own heart. Look not into the eyes of another. Look not into emotions or TV shows or movies. Look not, for goodness sakes, at Oprah Winfrey. Look instead to the very nature and the very actions of God. When we look there, we find the true definition of love. And here it is. It's on your outline. I'll say it three more times in this sermon. This is love. Real love is this, an act of the will that sacrifices oneself for the needs of another. Again, real love is an act of the will that sacrifices oneself for the needs of another. Almighty God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for the sins of humankind, to die for your sins, and thank God for mine. 1 John 4:9 says, by this the love of God was made clear. He sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Almighty God loved the unlovable, you and me, even when we did not love Him. This shows us that love is not a feeling. Love is not an emotion. It's an act of the will, a choice, a decision, a commitment. 1 John 4:10 puts it this way, in this is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the payment for our sins. And Jesus, in love and obedience to His Heavenly Father, went to the cross for you and for me to rescue you from hell, to make you friends forever with Almighty God. Listen to what the text says from the gospel reading for today. Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. Now, most of us have memorized that famous John 3:16 passage, the passage about love that gives. Will you say it with me? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, we've all memorized that verse, but we forget the next verse. Verse 17, listen carefully. For God did not send His Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through Him. When we put these two verses together, we find the very heart and mind of God. God loves. He gives. He saves. Now, as a preacher, and formerly as a teacher of preachers, I'm called upon to preach the gospel, to proclaim the good news of Jesus. And I do it to the best of my ability. But what do I see? So often I see people act as if they just don't care about it. You may be surprised what I see from this side of the pulpit Sunday after Sunday. Just during the brief 20 minutes of my preaching, here are some of the things I see. People falling asleep. People not paying attention. People talking with their neighbor. People reading the announcements in the bulletin, people following the activity of people coming in and out of the nave. And what should I do? Get angry? Tell people off? Speak judgment? No, God will deal with people. The message from this pulpit has to be the sacrificial love of Jesus that alone changes people's hearts. As His love is proclaimed, lives are changed. Because faith in Jesus' real love brings real results. As each of us, children, young people, and adults, grow to better know and trust Jesus' love for us, we're freed. Freed to not just look after number one in our own desires. Freed to want to care for others. Freed to want to come Sunday after Sunday, gather with God's people, to listen to God's word, to share His Holy Supper. Freed to share His love with others in our lives. And you know who those people are who need His love so much. Real love is only possible when we're connected to Jesus' sacrificial love. We love, Holy Scripture says, because He first loved us. Did you catch it? He first loved us. He first loved us. He first loved us. St. Paul puts it this way in Romans chapter 5. For when we were still without strength, at just the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Scarcely for a righteous man will someone die. Perhaps for a good man, someone would dare to die. But God demonstrated His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Come with me, won't you, to the cross? Look fully into the eyes of Jesus, dying in your place for your sins. Look fully into the eyes of love. Look fully into the eyes of Him who gave Himself just for you. Look fully into the eyes of love. On that old rugged cross, your sins were washed away by the blood of Jesus. On that old rugged cross, you were made righteous and able to stand without sin before a holy and almighty God. On that old rugged cross, see what true love really is. And here's our biblical definition again. True love is this: an act of the will that sacrifices oneself for the needs of another. My dear friends, if we're honest with ourselves, we have to confess we are incomplete in our love. On our own, because of our sin, we don't love as we ought. But our God who forgives us has this good word for us. We can grow in His love. We can grow in our ability to love and to forgive those people in our life, and we know who they are. 1 John 4 puts it this way: we have come to know, and we have come to believe the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him, and by this God's love is perfected within us. What does that mean? As we abide in him, and he abides in us, we can grow and mature in his love and in our ability to love and forgive someone else. In just a moment, I want to have you carefully think about that one person in your life you have a hard time loving, that you need to forgive, with whom you need to be reconciled. Hold on to that thought for a moment. God's love does make a difference in our life. God's love for us, once we fully realize that, does enable us to love and to forgive. Now, I imagine that right now, even as you're listening to these words, you can name in your heart, if not more, at least the name of one person you need to love. The name of one person with whom you need to be reconciled. Who is that person in your life? As you consider them, I conclude our sermon with a story that hopefully packages this whole thing up in a package you can take home with you. You may have heard the story. It's a true story that was made into a Walt Disney movie in 1999. It was called The Straight Story. It's a true account of a 73-year-old man, Alvin Strait, who makes a long trip to mend a broken relationship with his brother Lyle, his brother that he hadn't spoken to or seen for over 10 years. Now, when Alvin learns that Lyle is quite ill, he decides to go see him to make things straight between the two of them. But Alvin no longer has a car and he can no longer drive. So this is what he does. Believe it or not, it's true. He hitches a homemade trailer to the back of a 1966 John Deere riding lawnmower and rides 500 miles. Kids, that's 800 kilometers to go see his brother. He camps out in farmers' fields along the way. He drives the riding lawnmower through all kinds of terrible weather. He lets nothing stop him. He has to get to his brother to tell him that he loves him, to be reconciled to him before he dies. Finally, after 6 weeks of riding that 1966 John Deere riding lawnmower, Alvin gets to Lyle's place. Lyle's place is just a wooden shack with a small porch, and Alvin cries out, "Lyle, Lyle," but there's no answer. And if you see the movie, the camera closes up on Alvin's face, and you can see by his expression he's fearful and wondering, maybe his brother Lyle has died in the 6 weeks it's taken to get to see him. But then Lyle appears at the front door with his walker, comes to the front porch, and the two men sit in rocking chairs on that old wooden porch. Then Lyle looks at the riding lawnmower and the homemade trailer, and he looks at his brother Alvin in the eye. Overcome with love and gratitude, Lyle says, "Alvin, you came all this way on that just to see me?" And Alvin's face twitches, betraying his own feelings, his eyes wet for tears, and he smiles and just says one word, "Yep." And the two men sit in silence on the porch and enjoy the wonderful moment of love and reconciliation. My friends, this is the central message of the entire Bible. We love because He first loved us. God has loved us. God has reconciled us to Himself. In Jesus Christ, God made that long journey to your front porch to reconcile you with Himself forever, to make things straight between you and Him. He has come in Jesus Christ that our hearts may be changed so that we can love, so that we can forgive, so that we can be reconciled one to another. My friend, you know very well this morning who needs this in your life. You can love because He first loved you. You can forgive because He first forgave you. In Jesus' name, I say to you, my beloved, you are loved. Today is the time for love. In the name of Jesus, amen.